Amar bin Ma'ruf, Nahy Ani Munkar is a complete command on its own. And the key to remind and to make nasiha, to advise somebody, these are two complete dishes. But normally we confuse them and we put them all together in the same dish, where they are all one. For Amar bin Ma'ruf, Nahy Ani Munkar, authority is a prerequisite. Without authority, you are not even allowed to do Amar bin Ma'ruf. Like, for example, parents have got or are supposed to have authority over their children. Today, generally, parents haven't got that authority also on children. Children rebuke their parents. They just tell them on their face, we are not going to do this. We are not prepared to listen. Generally, children have become like that. So there also, there is no allowance to do Amar bin Ma'ruf. And Amar bin Ma'ruf is a special department of the Islamic government, the Khilafat, Islamic Khilafat. There is one shoba, one department of that, which still in Saudi Arabia do. The government does this for many things. Women who drive around, they stop them. Women who walk around without parda, Arab women especially, they stop them, etc. So that is the government's duty. Not every person has got the right to do that. That's a duty, and there are more requisites which are written in our kitab, in the kitab Nurul Anwar, the usul, the principles. It is explained quite elaborately there, and many other kitabs also. So that is one. So the person who has got authority, if the husband has that authority over his wife, then he does Amar bin Ma'ruf. But if he hasn't, the wife, she packs up her bags and she goes away home. You went and tell her to make namaz, she packed up her bags and went home. You got sitting with bigger problems. In all cases where you cannot, you don't have that hand at submission from the other person. Like I explained last week, one ustad of our students who didn't learn their sabak or whatever, came late to class, we chased them and told them 3 days you don't come to class. 3 days they went to Joburg, they were watching films all the time. So what benefit was there? More harm came. So where the student or the subordinate, your child, whoever, they've got that love, that respect, and they listen, there you give a command, it has got its desired effects. But where that does not exist, and the thing is, what we explained also last week, that Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, first make the tawar hot, and then put the roti on. Now when you give a command, you don't even have to give up, you just show your dislike, and the person responds. So that is for that. And if that is not the case, then what we have to do, which we have to do, is to remind in a nice, suitable way. And also to make nasihat, to advise. That we have to keep on doing. As far as the reminder is concerned, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُونَ. Keep on reminding, reminder is beneficial. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that you will benefit the most yourself when you have reminder, because your ear is the closest to your mouth. Your ear, the next person's ear is further away, but your ear is the most closest, and you also are mu'min. So by your reminder, you will get reminded also. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that many people who say that it's no use telling people, say that those people should read their kalima. Because unless it's a reminder is beneficial, then you are saying it doesn't help to tell anyone. So you are speaking in direct contrast to the command of Allah and to the words of Allah Ta'ala. So a reminder is beneficial. A deen is nasiha. What is deen? Nasiha, to advise people. Liman. For who is this nasiha? For everyone. So a person makes nasiha. So a person, when somebody is doing wrong today, and you don't have the authority, and you impose on the person, that is when pride can come in. That is when you do it with a holier than thou attitude. But humbly, you speak nicely to the person, inshallah, with that pride won't come. You are doing it fair, fine, goodness of the person. Also in this, we should understand what in our tabligh jamaat work, though many times we read the ayats also to show the importance of tabligh, the ayats of Amar bin Ma'ruf wa Nahi. And if you don't do Amar bin Ma'ruf wa Nahi and Munkar, what the harms will do. But the usur of Jamaat work is not to do Amar bin Ma'ruf. That somebody hasn't got a beard, you don't tell him, I keep a beard.
Hey, you carry on.
And mashallah, they keep prayers in due course.
Women coming to Parda,
people start making their namazas without you directly telling them. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a command of Amar bin Ma'ruf. But Tabligh Jamaat is a humble Jamaat. Hey, humble brothers, humble Jamaat.
So they don't impose on anyone.
Results come.
And that is what we want, the results.
But they don't do. The usul of Jamaat is not to do Amar bin Ma'ruf.
And not to do,
there is a wedding carrying on, your Jamaat went one town, and we're having a video in there, music, and you go in there, and you tell them, hey, all this haram, stop all this here, and you start breaking the video cameras and all that. What will happen? No, there you work in a very humble way, and inshallah, over time things do change, hopefully inshallah. So that is one difference that we must understand.